Welcome to the Mindful Soul Center podcast. My name is Amy Adams. I'm your host and the producer of this podcast.
I love Alan Watts and his wisdom snippets. Actually, there's so many great lectures that he has. But I'm not going to play a recording of his right now, but I am going to read a passage from one of his lectures and then talk about it a little bit. So here is what he says. Some people get a glimpse that we are no longer this poor little stranger and afraid in a world it never made, but that you are this universe and you are creating it at every moment. Because you see, it starts now. It didn't begin in the past. There was no past. If the universe began in the past, when that happened, it was now. But it is still now, and the universe is still beginning now, and it's trailing off like the wake of a ship from now, and as the wake of a ship fades out, so does the past. You can look back there to explain things, but the explanation disappears. You will never find it there. Things are not explained by the past. They're explained by what happens now. That creates the past, and it begins here. That's the birth of responsibility. Those are the words of Alan Watts, a great theologian, philosopher, and thinker, who has shared so many amazing things with us. Okay, so he articulates ideas so clearly, so simply. I want to ask you a bunch of questions. Do you take responsibility for the events in your life? And I'm not talking about some things that are true, like in the collective consciousness, because this isn't a blame game. When you are taking responsibility for something, you're not blaming yourself. So, and when it comes to the collective consciousness, sure, we can change things, but often if we're trying to change it by ourselves, it can be overwhelming. And it's not to say that we can't be a catalyst in change, but sometimes we need to be a catalyst to make other people join us to make a change when it's a really big collective conscious problem. So we can't always do that alone. Although I'm not saying that you shouldn't take rambles. I definitely take action for those things too. Don't just sit back and watch things happen. Be a participant in life. But I'm talking right now about personally, because when you're not right with yourself personally, you're not able to even necessarily participate in the world in bigger ways. I'm talking about the things that you believe, the things that are rooted in your own belief systems, because something might be true for a culture you live in, but you're definitely not just that. That might be a part of your beliefs or a part of your system in society, but you're more than that. So the things that you believe, the things that you do have the power to change. Personal responsibility comes when we own our circumstances and our part in them, and looking at how we got there, but not looking at there and saying, oh, I'm a jerk, or I did something bad, not dwelling on the past. Like he says, the wake, you know, that ripples in the water, they become still again. So how are we changing? And if that isn't working, can we ask, am I viewing this from all perspectives? Is there something that I'm not seeing? Is there another way to not only view the situation or circumstance, but another action that I can take? If there's a situation that you don't like and you feel helpless, is there someone who can help you talk it through or help you in deeper, more meaningful ways if you need that? Can you set aside your pride or shame to get the help that you need? You might feel ashamed or embarrassed, but do you want to stay in that place or do you want to change? Or if you feel it's too personal or have trouble asking for help, have you meditated? Meditation is a great way to get some perspective and also to physiologically change your outlook and your mind. It changes your body. It changes your nervous system and helps you to move from flight or fight to thoughtful response? Are you meditating at all? If you feel stuck, you can even create a small ritual and let your problem go. Let it ask for source or the universe or the ineffable or whatever you call your, whatever you believe in, to ask for help. And I'm not saying like, say, please do X, Y, and Z. I'm saying, can you just say, here's my problem. I need help. I surrender it. And I ask that the wisdom to know how, what my next steps are will come to me. Burn sage, incense, burn a candle, write it all down, rip up the piece of paper that's a problem. These are some like little tiny things that you can do. It can sound so trite, or I mean, I even read a comment once on somebody's, I was listening to some podcast of somebody's, I don't remember which one it was, but a reviewer said something like, oh, that's a bunch of like girls who are another, you know, more of this hoo-ha stuff, basically making fun of it. But throughout the ages, there have been rituals and traditions, and we don't always have them in our life. So sometimes creating them ourselves can be really meaningful. So the birth of responsibility, I mean, so I'm coming back to Alan's, Alan, like he's my best friend. He used to have a TV show. So coming back to his words, I mean, really just being in the now and the birth of responsibility coming from that, from being in the now, letting go of the past, because dwelling on the past and dwelling on the future often gets us into trouble. So it's easy to blame others when we're not present and operating from a place of what is happening now. So we all have done it or one time. We all have done it at one time or another. So my long-winded message, besides asking you a million questions to think about, is can you be here now?
Thank you for listening today. And please leave a review and share this episode with someone you love. Until next time. Music in this production includes God Fury by Anno Domini Beats, Birds by Silent Partner, and Cast of Pods by Doug Maxwell.